There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Friday. It's a meat Friday. Morale is high. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. White bean chicken chili, smoked chorizo, pesto, and smoked Italian sausages. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All righty. Danette's starting to get a little more excited. We're about 40 minutes away from lunch here, thanks to Traeger. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. We'll talk to Jane Slater, NFL Network reporter. She covers the Cowboys. Get her thoughts on the local reaction to Mike McCarthy coming back with the Cowboys. Texans at the Ravens, Packers at the Niners, Buccaneers, Lions, Chiefs, and the Bills. So you have Saturday games, you have Sunday games. And also keep in mind, don't bail on a game where it looks like a blowout, okay? Because in the back of my mind, I always think, and is it only 4 years ago that the Texans were up on the Chiefs, what, 24-3?
Yeah, that's right. That's the AFC playoffs. That was Deshaun Watson, the Texans. At the end of the first quarter, they're up 21-0. I think they're up 24-0. And the Chiefs ended up winning that game 51-31. They remember the Texans players were like on the sidelines laughing and having fun. There's a play in that game. I'm not an expert on Chiefs football, but I think it's like the most important play in recent Chiefs history. The Texans were driving, and they had a 4th-and-3, and I think they're up 21-0 or 24-3, something like that. And they went for a fake punt. The Texans.
Yep.
And if they got it, they were going to step on the gas. And I think it was Sorensen, the safety,
yes.
49. I love the number.
Yeah.
He sniffed it out, both.
Yeah.
And ended it. And that the game was like a complete different game the next three quarters.
But you have the potential for a couple of blowouts. Ravens by 9.5, Niners by 9.5, the Lions by 6.5, and the Bills are getting 3, giving 3 to the Chiefs. I would guess, you know, if you're looking at the obvious, it'd be the Texans going to Baltimore. Weather's going to be an issue there. Texans, of course, play their home games indoors, had the win against the Browns indoors. Now they go to Baltimore. The Packers on the road again against the 49er team. Buccaneers at the Lions. Like, that could be a blowout for Detroit. It feels like it's either a blowout or Buccaneers somehow steal this thing. Somebody's going to win a game that we probably didn't think. Now, you would start with the Chiefs against the Bills, but then we would expect or at least strongly consider the Chiefs to win that game. You have to. And I'm looking at the numbers here. Patrick Mahomes in divisional playoff games in his career, he's played in 5 of them. 5-0. 14 touchdowns, no turnovers. 11 passing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns. In his last 4 games against Kansas City, including the playoffs, Josh Allen, he's thrown for 301 passing yards per game, 11 touchdown passes, 2 rushing touchdowns. He's rushed for 191 yards, and he's had 2 turnovers, 1 fumble and 1 interception.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
We assume the quarterbacks will play well. And usually it's one player on each team that does something or doesn't do something that may decide this game. That's the feeling I get. I think weather is sort of neutralized that both of these teams play outdoors. Kansas City played in far worse weather than Buffalo played in against Pittsburgh. Kansas City, that was just freezing. Like, people got hypothermia. The fans did, like 6 or 7. I don't know if weather will play that much of a role here. You know, if they clear the field, I don't think we're having snow or wind. You know, wind is what they don't want. You know, wind is what's tough to play in. But feels like Kansas City, I mean, you roughed up Miami in that weather. Now you go to Buffalo and you've played there before. I don't think that that's going to be a real factor. But the reason why Buffalo is favored is because Buffalo is at home. Yeah, Paulie.
Dan, you don't want to play guess at game temperature, do you?
No. Yes, I do.
You do?
Okay. Yes.
Texans at Ravens.
I'm going to guess the Lions temperature. 72?
72 degrees is correct. It's always 72.
Yeah, and they have a dome.
Never rains. Texans at Ravens, game time temperature?
What time is that game?
I got a 4:30 a.m. Eastern p.m. kickoff.
Okay.
4:30 p.m.
I'm going to say 16 degrees.
28 degrees in Baltimore.
I'm going to say around 28. It's going to feel like 16.
16 Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Packers at 49ers.
I mean Celsius.
8:15 kickoff.
8:15, I'll say.
5 p.m. on the West Coast.
I'm going to say 65 degrees.
I'm giving that to you, 62 degrees.
Okay.
Plus minus 3.
All right.
Buccaneers, Lions, you already nailed that one. Chiefs at Bills.
That's at night.
Breezy.
Mm.
Possibility of snow, but doesn't look like snow.
Mm.
They've had snow. Game time temperature is?
18 degrees.
Giving it to you, 20 degrees.
Okay. All right. I don't know if it'll play a factor. I think the conditions, if it starts to snow, the wind is what will be tricky there. Yes, Pauline.
I hate to bring this up for Bills fans, but last year the Bills had a home game. It was their season. They had the weather at home. They got smoked by the Bengals 27-10.
Yeah.
I think it's underrated storyline if they don't win this game, that the fallout from that. I know they seem to have righted the ship in December. They looked great last week.
Yeah.
If they pull a second-year no-show.
Losing at home.
Yeah. And 27-10 to Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah, they got manhandled. That doesn't happen in Buffalo. But if Kansas City goes in there and does that. All right, poll question for the final hour. Do we have a new poll question? I thought the previous poll questions were really, really good.
Wait till you hear this one, man.
Okay, is this a banger?
This is a banger.
What?
It's French for banger.
That's French for banger. Sorry.
Banger. Does Miley Cyrus call, doesn't she have a song, Banger, or something like that?
I don't know.
Oh, God, we don't like Miley Cyrus?
Seton doesn't.
He doesn't?
No, I can't stand.
I don't know much about her.
Yeah, I see a little too much of her, and she usually has the same stupid expression, but...
Wow.
No, she does. She always has her tongue out, and, you know, okay, we're good with that. How about we move into maturity a little bit here?
Kind of like her voice. It sounds like my aunt who smoked a lot.
She does. Yeah. She does sound like somebody who smokes and drinks drink whiskey.
Yeah. Then she starts singing.
Damn.
Yes, Martin.
Damn. I think she had an album called Bangers.
Oh, there it is.
Which ironically had no bangers.
Right. Okay.
She had an album called Marlboro Reds.
What else do you have, Seton?
Which loss this weekend will have the most fallout?
Ooh. Okay.
Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
We could start with Texans-Ravens, if you'd like.
If the Ravens lose, that's a big deal.
If the Ravens lose, Lamar Jackson's going to hear about it on Monday.
Yes, he will.
Correct?
Yes. You know, two MVPs, but you can't get to a conference championship.
C.J. Stroud, already proven what you need to prove.
Yeah.
Everything after this is just icing.
It's just gravy.
It's just gravy at this point.
Yeah.
How about Bucks-Lions? Any fallout there? I don't really know that there is.
I think if the Lions lose, just that feel-good story that, you know, they're so desperate. The last time the Lions won two games in the same postseason, 1957.
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. The playoffs continue with the divisional round showdown. The Buccaneers taking on the Lions Sunday at 2 Eastern on NBC and Peacock, presented by Intuit TurboTax. Yes, Paul?
Fallout from the Tampa Bay game. Can Baker Mayfield, if he had a horrible game, undo all the goodwill he's done over the past 4 months?
I'm going to say no.
It feels like he's back in the club.
Yeah, I think maybe this he's found a home here.
For how many weeks?
It's a good point. Like,
I mean, he hasn't found a home. He's found maybe another couple of weeks to give it a shot next season. But if he has a terrible September, I mean, is he still starting in October? I don't know that.
But for him, he needs a decent game, win or lose, in this game, and he's going to get a contract of some level, and it's got to be a pretty decent one.
Yeah,
he's going to have, he's a complete free agent.
Yeah,
and he's not old yet. He's 28.
If the Niners lose to the Packers, that would be damaging for a lot of different players and a coach.
Yes.
If Brock Purdy didn't play well,
that's trouble.
That would kind of fit into the narrative, as they like to say, that he's only as good as the talent around him. Yes, Todd.
I know it's Patrick Mahomes and the defending champs and all that, but I think it would be crushing. As disappointing as it would be for the Lions to lose, if the Bills finally at home don't get their chance now with the Chiefs, where we think there could be a dwindling window for this group, I think that's devastating for the Bills if they can't finally win this one at home.
Yeah.
There'd be some fallout there.
Yeah.
You could see a coach being replaced there.
Oh,
I don't know.
Like we said, if they have a bad game and lose...
If they lose the way they did to the Bengals last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs?
Yeah.
He's not going to be happy. I can tell you that. There's going to be at least some Diggs fallout.
Diggsian.
Yes. Yes, Diggsian, yes, Mark. Fallout.
I mean, look, the headline, Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy.
Okay.
Fallout Boys.
Yeah, Fallout Boys. Dot, dot, dot. Thanks for the memories. McDermott.
Cock it and pull it.
How about this? If the Bills...
Thank you.
I don't even know what that means. I know that's part of one of their songs. I know.
How about this? If the Bills don't win this weekend, they can no longer, going forward, ask their fans to shovel snow for them.
Fair.
On weekends.
Yeah, pay you.
Like a new policy.
Cheap bums.
Like pay some people some real money, not $20.
The team has to shovel the snow.
Yes, the actual team.
Yes.
There you go.
Bills Mafia. Yes, Marv. Oh, yes. Yes, Eaton.
Kind of feels like the, just quickly back to the Lions, kind of feels like they won their Super Bowl already. Because they were, I had a little bit of a problem with Dan Campbell being like, see out there? See out there? Doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better. Yeah, it does. That's a wild card game. Winning the Super Bowl is going to be a hell of a lot better than what just happened out there. And there's a little bit of like, we did it. Did it. We can all go home now. Let's just see what happened next week. But we did it, so we can all go home. I don't know.
You're going to get to the NFC title game if you win this game.
Right.
I mean... You can't lose to Tampa Bay. You can't.
But you can.
The Eagles can. Detroit can't lose to Tampa.
Technically, they can.
No shot, low shot. No chance, no. Low chance.
Ooh, next segment. Low shot, no shot.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No, it's low shot or no shot.
Low shot, no shot. Yes.
Yeah, because when somebody says they have no chance of winning, low chance, no chance. Yes, Marv.
If you're the Buccaneers or the Lions, not the Lions, the Texans, if you're losing and you're losing pretty bad, at the end of the game, do you just go, man, that was a heck of a season, guys. No one even expected us to be here. Do you have that, or do you just have like, oh, this is crushing that we lost this playoff game?
Well, I think you have to go in that you were disappointed. I don't know if you could say you're devastated, but you could say, look, obviously this hurts. You know, we had a great season. We ran into a great team. We were on the road going against the MVP. And, we just didn't play Texans football. But, I hope that we take away and our fans take away from this season, hey, we're a real threat in the AFC. And I can't wait to get started. In fact, I'm going back to Houston and I'm going to start working and looking at film. That's what I would say if I'm D'Amico Ryans. I'm going back and I'm going to start and C.J. Stroud. You know what? I'm going to do it tonight. We're going to have practice tomorrow. Wait, we're not allowed to? Okay. Yes, Marv.
in this playoff run, has this brought D'Amico Ryans at least like 3 more years?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Man, good for him. Got job security.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
But I think about D'Amico Ryans in all seriousness. I may go use the Dan Marino in my pregame speech with the whole team saying, you know, Dan Marino got there when he was young, and I'm sure he thought he's going to get back. And I think everyone in this room is young, and we're great. We got CJ Stroud. We're going to be back and back.
Yeah,
and back.
Yeah, but you have to say that if your team gets to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you save it?
Yeah, because you, I mean, a lot of teams and quarterbacks and coaches have gotten this far.
Well, you can reuse that Dan Marino speech again next week.
But you might have to explain to these players who Dan Marino is.
Bring Dan Marino there.
Let's bring in Dan Marino. Hey, Dan, hey.
In uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, I got there my second year, and I never got back.
Thanks, Dan.
Lost to Joe Mont. Wait, I was not done
oh,
yet.
Oh, sorry.
And if you'll buy the Isotoner gloves.
Nutrisystem.
Can you still get Isotoner gloves?
Dan Marino still has a stash of them, and I think he sent some to, I think, a couple Dolphins players when they had to go to a cold weather game. I saw that story.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, yes, Todd.
Man crushing that guy, that head of hair. God bless him.
Thank you, Todd.
I had a quick question about the Lions-Bucks game.
Okay.
After seeing that 9-0 game, maybe I'm dwelling on that too much. I'm not giving enough love to Tampa. I feel like the Lions should win that game by at least 10 points. Am I the only one that feels like they should win that game?
Are you going to give 10? Are you giving 9.5 to somebody in the room?
I think the Lions should win by at least a touchdown, but I would not be surprised if they win by at least 10.
Okay, then say 10. Or why bring it up in the first place?
Because I think we're giving Tampa a little too much credit, maybe because of recency bias, because they what they did to the Eagles.
Would you
but
give,
they only won 9-0 against
would
Carolina.
Would you give somebody 9.5?
Sure, like, why not?
Like Dylan, you'll give Dylan 9.5, and he gets the Buccaneers.
Why not? Lions should win that game by 10 points at home against Tampa. That can barely beat the Panthers.
Okay, no meat Friday.
Well, really? See, this is what you dragged me into?
No, it's like there has to be something at stake.
When I said that, why does something have to be at stake? I'm just making a comment.
Because nobody cares if
call
you
betting.
Go, yeah, you have to have something at stake.
Just giving my opinion like I'm supposed to do.
All right. Yes, Marvin.
Something's going to be at stake. A steak.
Yeah.
No meat.
Okay. Okay. Okay, we good?
Cock it and pull it.
No.
Very Friday-ish.
I like Fallout Boy. Like, I'm okay.
I'll edit that out of the podcast.
The re-air?
Yeah, I'll have him edit that out.
No, but
that's my job.
I'm okay with Fallout
You'll
Boy.
You'll remember them for centuries, probably.
Do they have a number of big songs? I remember a couple of them.
Yeah, I think they got a couple of bangers
Watch
in there.
Dance like Uma Thurman or something? Centuries?
Yeah, they got some monsters.
No, I'm not a Weezer fan.
Oh,
no.
I'm pro Weezer.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, what's with these homies dissing my girl?
Oh, you're like Buddy Holly?
Homies dissing
no,
my girl.
That's one of the great music videos of all time, though.
What's that, Beverly Hills?
Yeah, that song's lame. Oh, they had two great albums, and then all the others.
Okay.
Pop Goes the Weezer? Come on, show them some love.
That's
got a
not...
Nah.
No, you have no idea what
I couldn't
we're talking
tell you.
About.
I never heard of Weezer. I don't know.
Yes, Marvin.
You know who just released a new album? Stay in Your Lane.
Oh, Green Day.
Green Day.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, they were with Jimmy Fallon in the subway. They did a bit.
Yeah, they were down there. You know, you'll see bands or you see artists down there. They'll be playing. I think U2 did it one time.
Yeah.
Maybe on Jimmy Fallon, but God, I'd love to be going through the subway today and see Green Day and all of a sudden say to Billy Joe, "Hey, man." And then he'd go, "Stay in your lane, man."
Man, they just played Irving Plaza last night, I think, in New York City.
Ooh.
That holds about, I don't know, 1,000 people,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that, see them there much often.
That would be good. I'd like to see them.
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Everyone in this room knows this. For those who have never been in the subway in New York City or at Grand Central New York City, especially during rush hour, if Green Day was down there and you're not a Green Day fan, you're completely annoyed by the crowd and have to go around them. But if you happen to be a Green Day casual fan, like, this is awesome. I've got my phone out. But then you see people running by going, I got to make my train.
Take the one train all the way uptown right now. Get the hell out of my way.
Running. They don't care if it's you two.
No, nobody has patience. Going for your subway.
Nope.
Like, oh, great. Madonna's there. Hey, good. Right to your train.
Like, you're an idiot.
Who is?
Oh, you see, like American Idiot?
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Cock it and pull it.
Thank you, Todd.
Especially in New York, people see celebrities all the time. It's like, get out of my way when you watch the closing doors. Boom, boom, and you just missed it.
Thank you, Todd.
Get out of my way, Green Bay.
That'll wrap it up right there. That'll wrap it up. Thank you, Todd. All right, going to take a break here. I think Jane Slater from NFL Network is still going to join us. Hopefully she didn't hear this last segment. We'll talk about the Cowboys moving forward. More phone calls as well in this Meet Friday back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Jane Slater, NFL Network reporter, works for NFL Game Day Morning, and you'll see that Saturday at noon Eastern, Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and then they spend hours and then hours and hours up until game time. And she was at the Mike McCarthy press conference yesterday, and Jane joins us on the program. Help me understand Mike McCarthy's demeanor yesterday, if it was defiant or confident, or is there another word that you would use to describe him?
I think he used the words that I would describe. I think he said that he was raw and a little numb to it all, talking about the playoff loss and how it went. And I, you know, we talked about how hard and challenging, you know, questions about his job security have been for his family. And so I still think, even after 4 years, there has been an adjustment for Mike from what he was used to in Green Bay and what comes with, you know, players that have been around here longer than him know it, the star on the helmet. And so I think it was almost like he was still processing everything in real time up on the podium. And I know a lot has been made of the question that I had to Mike, and it was, you know, I phrased it a lot more sensitive than how it's been put out there. But, you know, I said to him, I said, respectfully, Coach, you've told us why we should buy back in this team, but why should fans buy back into you? And, you know, he talked about the direction, the leadership, everything's in place, and he's not very comfortable talking about himself. But he came to Dallas to win a world championship, not to get a contract after his year, you know, away from Green Bay, but to win that world championship. And then he just ended it with buy in. And I think a lot of fans took issue with that. They almost, I think, wanted to hear something like we might hear from Dan Campbell these days, you know? They want to see the emotional, like, I think about you guys every day, and, you know, let's go bite the kneecaps, or, you know, burn a bird for the NFC East. It's just, we didn't get that. And so, having covered Mike the last couple of years, I didn't expect a rah-rah speech, but I also want to give him a little grace here that I do think that this stuff and this job can sometimes weigh on folks.
Do you think Jerry Jones reached out to other possible candidates?
No. And I've made a lot of calls about that. I've talked to people internally. I've talked to people on the outside. I even reached out to Bill Belichick's agent, who doesn't like to get back to most folks, Neil. But everyone I've talked to seems to suggest that a call was never even made to Bill. Not dissimilar from last year when we heard so much about Sean Payton, as you'll remember, Dan. Sean never got a call from Jerry. And so, some of this is Jerry Jones. A lot of it, you know, I didn't think it was productive leading up to the playoff game for Mike, who already, I was told last year when he went to Lambeau and, you know, faced the Packers for the first time, that he was tight, that he was tense about it. And it was almost like he confirmed that this week when he got ahead of it and said, I know the narrators are there. It didn't help us last year to talk about the Packers. You know, they were focused on the game. But, you know, when you've just won a big one, albeit it was against the Commanders, but I would remind everyone, remember they laid an egg on the road against the Commanders last year when it was Sam Howell's first start. They had a big win, and in the locker, you know, outside the locker room postgame, Jerry sort of sowing, there wasn't a lot of confidence in the sense that it was, you know, you could have said, you know, Mike's my guy, look at the 12 wins, we're so excited to get into the postseason. There wasn't really that, and then it took him going on the radio 105 through the fan to sort of baby put it to bed, and so it was like put it to bed light. And then you still had, you know, people who I really respect in this business, Adam Schefter and Peter King, putting out this narrative that, hey, Bill's out there, and if this thing goes south, you know, they're going to make a phone call. I don't think that helped Mike. And so, they talked about it, and Jerry talked about it post-game about, you know, needing to take accountability. And I hope that Jerry also sees there's a level of accountability that sometimes he needs to take, as, you know, you want people to do good. I don't think it feels really great when your boss isn't coming out and saying, throwing all their support as much as they can behind you. And if you talk to Stephen and Jerry about it, I mean, they're not wrong. Everyone's job is always up for evaluation. I mean, I think you and I are also in that evaluation business. And so I understand it. I just don't think it helps it.
If I said to the fan base, you can change ownership, change the coach, change the quarterback, how do you think that vote would go?
If you're listening to Dallas radio, or I always consider my father as a great pulse check here in Dallas. I grew up here. He is the typical Dallas Cowboys fan that takes the flag off of the house when they lose and tells you he's done with the team and he's going to return his jersey. And, of course, he never does, you know. So I kind of laugh about it. But, yeah, I mean, I think the fans get frustrated with Jerry because I think that, you know, the pushback every year is you can't fire the GM because Jerry is the GM. But I do think that people don't understand that Jerry doesn't make a lot of these decisions in a vacuum. I mean, he does really weigh what Will McClay and player personnel have to say. And for that matter, you know, people want to know, why is Mike McCarthy coming back? I was really, you know, I reached out to a lot of players. You know, they had an opportunity for off-the-record discussions about Mike McCarthy. I just wanted to heat check, you know, what was the temperature of the locker room. And, Dan, they were so supportive of Mike. They wanted him back. And I think a lot of people just assumed that this team quit on Mike. They did it, and a lot of them took ownership for the way that they played. But I think that the problem for you know, at least the Cowboys fans right now is, yeah, 12 wins are great, and you're getting into the postseason, but these early exits, and more importantly, the way they're losing and the way they don't seem to show up. I mean, the first one here with, you know, Jimmy G, it was in your own building, and then you don't get the ball to the ref in time at the end of the game, game over. Embarrassing. Last year, you go up to Santa Clara, and once you lose Tony Pollard, all of a sudden this team is one-dimensional, and then your final memory of Ezekiel Elliott is him lining up at center. And then this year, I mean, the fact that here you were driving the ball, you thought you had a chance right before the half, and it's 27-0 after Darnell Savage gets the pick six. And then they finally put up points in the fourth quarter after Jair Alexander comes out of the game. I mean, it doesn't inspire confidence about what this team is capable of. And I think more importantly, one stat that really stands out to me was they're now 2-6, at least from this season, including the post, when the opposing team scores on the first drive. And so it's like they can't, if they don't get on the board early and they don't score early, they have a hard time bouncing back. And even this defense, as much as, you know, I think all of us like Dan Quinn, and I mean, if you talk to anybody in the locker room, man, they'll run through a wall for him. This year, they were getting hammered against teams that were good. And so I think everything has to be evaluated, and listening to Mike McCarthy at a three-hour conversation with Jerry where they went over the course of all of this. And now, you know, we're being told Dak Prescott, you know, coming back. I mean, you really can't move on from him with this almost $60 million cap hit. And Mike says he is part of the solution. Well, what about your 16 other free agents? You know, what does this mean for Micah Parsons? What does this mean for CeeDee Lamb? As Stephen Jones will tell you year after year, there's only so many pieces of the pie. So I think that that's where all of this is going to get really, really interesting.
Yeah, I brought this up during the season. I said, you know, no matter how this season ends, you know, Dallas could be in a bad situation because they have really good players. CeeDee Lamb is going to want a big contract. Micah Parsons is going to want a big contract. And Dak's going to have a big number there as well. So I don't know how they get around. Are they going to pay all three? And what's the fallout from that with the rest of the roster?
Well, I'll say this about the Cowboys. They always figure out a way. And a lot of that is, unfortunately, why we're here with Dak Prescott, is they will push the money towards the back end. But then you're stuck with, I mean, we saw this with Tony Romo. I mean, they had to eat Tony Romo's money, too. Luckily, they had a four-string quarterback in Dak Prescott, who just had an incredible rookie season. You felt good moving on, even though you had to eat that. But you were kind of a little bit in cap hell there for a second. And so I think the question is, like, how do they play with this money? And do they give you the money up front, and then they push the money down the line? I think those are all questions they've got right now. The big thing that I don't think a lot of people realize that's holding them up with Dak Prescott is he also, Todd France, tip of the cap to him, very shrewd agent for Dak, got him a no trade clause in there and a no franchise tag. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with Dak Steele.
Great to talk to you. I know you got a busy morning. Thanks for making time for us, Jane.
Of course, always a pleasure, and I'll always make time for you and the Danettes.
All right, thank you. That's Jane Slater, NFL Network reporter, making time for you guys.
Playing to the crowd.
Okay. All right.
That's how you get on the team.
Yeah. NFL game day morning, Saturday at noon Eastern, Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always like having Jane on. A couple of phone calls in here. Jeff in Detroit. Whoa, it's a big weekend for Jeff in Detroit. Hey, buddy.
Woo-wee. Oh, Dan, I don't know how to feel. Honestly, I really and truly don't know how to feel with this weekend coming up. I mean, my Wolverines celebrated a natty, and now this? Oh, my goodness, dude. I have no clue how to act right about now. But I'm
calling. Are you more nervous or more excited?
50-50 straight down the middle. It depends on what time of day it is, in all honesty. I think that we can beat the Bucks, but I just don't want to get over my skis because, like I said, we haven't had this here in Detroit, Michigan in a long time. Downtown, I have never, ever, ever, ever in my life seen it like that before. Just the sea of blue everywhere you went, Dan. Everywhere you went. Good. Oh, my goodness.
All right, what's the question you have?
I have a question. First of all, I'm calling the Packers, and I hate doing this because I'm a Detroit Lions fan, calling the Packers to beat the 49ers. You're going to be talking about that Monday. And do you think it was a mistake for Jerry to bring back Mike McCarthy? Because I can't remember in recent history when it's been this many quality coaches that are available. And if he fires them next year or the year after, you won't get this plethora of coaches that have Super Bowls. I mean, you got Pete Carroll, you got Bill Belichick, Harbaugh. You got a lot of coaches out here that are quality guys.
Yeah, but you got to get the guy who fits your culture. And thank you, Jeff. Good luck this weekend. You got to get the right guy. And if you bring in Belichick, you're bringing in a lot, and you may take a step back before you take two steps forward. Jim Harbaugh wasn't interested in this job, at least reportedly. Mike Vrabel, you know, they didn't reach out to anybody. I get why they're staying with him, but I think that has a lot to do with Jerry Jones's personality, of who he wants in as his head coach, because those other three are not going to put up with nonsense. They're going to want to be able to coach and not look over their shoulder. And in their job, Jim Harbaugh may he doesn't get along with his athletic director. You know, Mike Vrabel had a disconnect with the front office. Bill Belichick with the front office there. You know, they're already raw from dealing with this stuff. You don't want to go into a situation. And, you know, you got to be wired a certain way to coach the Cowboys or want to coach the Cowboys or be successful at coaching the Cowboys. All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store for Monday. If you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, it is a Meat Friday. We'll have that for you coming up as well.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. All for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. All of our recipes available at danpatrick.com for Meat Friday, including this white bean chili that is spectacular. Also, some Italian sausage there with some pesto. Chorizo. I think we have Italian sausage, and we have chorizo out there with some pesto. I thought Paulie poked himself in the eye because he backed away after having a bite, and he goes, oh, that's so good.
So good. I like in convulsion.
So good. So good. Sweet. All right. Last call for phone calls. Final results of the poll question. This day in sports history. All right, Seton, I'll go to you with the poll question.
Let's see. Let me run through them. If your favorite team's season is over, who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Right now, 36% of the audience rooting for the Lions, followed by the Bills, Packers, Niners. Last place? Guess. Tampa Bay. Nobody's rooting for Buccaneers.
Nobody.
4% of the vote. That's only the Chiefs and Texans. Dang. You know what? Turns out nobody's rooting for the Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, or Bucks in this audience.
All right. I mean, the feel-good story would be the Lions or the Bills. Yeah.
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 I don't know why the Bills are a feel-good story. But
historically, they're a feel-good story.
Just kidding.
Okay, JK. Who is picking the upset? And you can't pick the Chiefs over the Bills as an upset.
Oh.
Todd?
I'm going to say the Texans are going to surprise the Ravens in Baltimore.
Okay.
Ride the Stroud train.
All right, pie to the face. No, it's not. There's no pie to the face. Seton, pick the upset.
Well, there's only a couple of options for real upsets, right? Like Buccaneers-Lions, neither one of them would really be an upset.
I think it would be. Nah. I think Tampa beating Detroit in Detroit, all that momentum, it'd be...
How can you be like the lovable underdog everybody's rooting for and also get upset?
But that's historically.
Yeah.
Historically.
There's no real Chiefs-Bills. There's no real upset there.
Okay, so it comes down to
Texans, Ravens, Packers, 49ers. All right. Maybe Packers, 49ers. I could see an upset
okay.
there.
Okay. Marvin, what about you?
I'm not going to pick the Packers. So that's crazy.
No, because you love the Niners.
I'm going to go Texans over Ravens.
You know what? If the Niners don't make it to the Super Bowl, we could have Deebo Samuel on again.
And do what?
And you could ask him a question.
Yeah, Pop Warner, and then the thing happened, and then you were like, yo, my name's Deebo, and I was like, oh, word? That's crazy.
Steve Young.
Are
the Texans going to beat the Ravens?
That was mean-spirited, what I did to you at the Super Bowl last year.
But you know what? It lasted 2 minutes longer than the interview would have had I not, stumbled like that.
Because he didn't want to be there. He didn't. And he was getting paid to be there. And I'm going, oh, my God. You know what? Maybe Marvin can ask him a question. And then Marvin didn't expect it.
And I was like, wait, if he doesn't want to answer Dan Patrick's questions, why didn't he answer? Who's this guy?
I don't even think he knew who I was. But I thought, hey, Marvin's a Niner fan. And then you were, oh.
I had no interest. Ooh, I was like,
remember that time you made that play? That was great. I love when you did that.
You were good and okay. Yeah, I would go Texans over the Ravens as my surprise. Yeah.
That would be a surprise.
Yeah, it would be.
That would be an upset.
That would be a true upset.
That would be a true upset.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
All right. This day in sports history, Paul.
Let's see. 1952, an NFL franchise called the New York Yankees, which was in play at the time, owned by Ted Collins, was awarded to a group in Dallas on January 24, which then became the Dallas Texans and the Cowboys. 1958, the Canadian Football Council changed its name to the Canadian Football League. I kind of like the council. Sounds kind of tough.
Yeah.
That's 58. In 1993, the Oakland A's, which didn't really have a mascot-ish, they had a new elephant logo was unveiled in 93. That was cool. And the Winnipeg Jets in 1995 were approved to move to Phoenix.
On this day, 2002, weather, New England, Tuck Rule. Raiders, Charles Woodson, Tom Brady. Good call on a bad rule. Because Tom fumbled that ball. Also on this day. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to call it.
You can say it now.
Tom fumbled. I had a bad day on this day in 1974.
Hair related?
No, never something like that.
Sorry.
I watched this game. Notre Dame beat UCLA 71-70. UCLA had an 88-game winning streak. 88 games. Lost in Notre Dame, in South Bend. And Digger Phelps will still remind me, even though I loved UCLA growing up. And Digger loved the fact that he beat John Wooden. Digger didn't like John Wooden. But they beat Bill Walton, and man, that one hurt. 88-game winning streak. We'll never have something like that. And I think that's it. Oh, here's one. It's one of my favorites. On this date in 1983, the Seattle Breakers of the Western Hockey League traded one of their players to Vancouver, British Columbia, and they traded him for a used bus.
The score.
The Seattle Breakers traded Tom Martin to Vancouver, British Columbia, for a used bus.
Did they have like a press conference to welcome the bus?
Bring the bus in?
Yeah.
Move that bus. Okay. Let's see. Anything else? Can I sneak in a phone call? Susan in Milwaukee. Hi, Susan. What's on your mind?
Good morning. It's 5'8", 110 pounds. Not everybody in Wisconsin is fat.
Thank you, Susan.
I was just listening to you guys, and like, what's the biggest spread on all the games? And you were like, oh, the Texans win. The biggest upset would be the Packers winning again. But it would be no surprise based on the fact that if you've been watching their games, the last four games where we beat everybody that was supposed to be beating us, we whooped the crap out of Dallas. It was 48-16, and then they just got a bunch of junk points at the end. But none of the NFL rocket scientists had the balls to pick the Packers. They couldn't see that role.
All right.
And now that we got rid of Aaron Rodgers, who basically spent all of his time bossing LaFleur around and telling him how to be a coach, now LaFleur is free to be a good coach of these young guys. So what is it with you guys?
I had you making the playoffs at the beginning of the year. Susan, I'm with you.
You lucked out on one, but then you bailed.
Bailed? What did I bail on?
Today, I listened like every minute, and it was always about everybody else, and I kept waiting for somebody to say, but the Packers would be a shocker. Just like the Packers, I'm sure everybody in
Dallas. Seton picked the Packers last week against the Cowboys.
No, I picked the Packers just now.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally the segment Susan's talking about, right. I picked the Packers upset the 49ers.
I'm getting yelled at by Susan.
Yeah,
and
well,
I said,
Susan wants a podcast, she should call us.
No.
She could be the Packers.
I said the Packers were going to make the playoffs at the beginning of the year. I was all in on Jordan Love. Let the record show. Why am I
suddenly Susan?
Yeah, whatever.
All over you.
What We Learned, brought to you by Discover, the Discover card. $0 fraud liability. You're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations like Fritzy apply. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.